matters to you and conversations to help you understand what it means. The Live Drive with John Torrey on News Talk 1010.
You know, I was going to do a bit of a comment on this, but I already made one in a way, and I'd much rather give the time to have a good discussion with Ken Corrin. He's kind enough to come on. He's the president of the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation. It is one of the two major teachers unions that has not reached an agreement with the government and has said instead that it's going to negotiate school board by school board, as they are entitled to do, and it has caused the government to be afraid that maybe some of those agreements won't be reached in time for the school year and that there would be some job action or even a strike possible. So let's bring him on. Ken, how are you doing?
Very well.
Now, good. You know I'm not anti-teacher, and you know that I talk way more times on this radio station about the fact that the value of a teaching job and how much it matters to kids and their well-being and so on. Here's the part that I don't get, and I want to give you a chance to explain.
Sure.
When the deal signed by some of the other unions, particularly the English Catholic Teachers Association, has included, as it's described, a freeze for the 2 years Mr. McGuinty has talked about quite consistently, three unpaid days off, and the elimination of banking of sick days that cause a payout to happen when teachers retire, I look at that and I say, well, look, I know it's not great news, and nobody would want to rush forward and sort of say, well, I'm going to put my hand up for that, except, you know, why not? I mean, everybody else is going into that in troubled times. Why not the OSSTF?
Well, John, I want to make it clear that way back in April, I believe you and I did have a conversation on your show, and we did tell you that we did propose a terms for an agreement with the government, and it was one in which we did accept a wage freeze. So the wage freeze component of what's out there right now was not, it's not a concern to us. No one likes a wage freeze, but we certainly understand the financial pressures the government is under, and we're willing to address those financial pressures. But I think it's easier to look at it, you know, when most of us were in high school or in elementary school and you had a math problem, a lot of times you would get an answer by a different method than someone else, than one of your other classmates.
Yep.
So we believe there is more than one way to solve the problem that has been identified, and it's a true problem, to save money. So what was true in the Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association deal, we believe there are other ways that we could access to save that money, and we want the opportunity to brainstorm with the school boards, whom we have worked with repeatedly for a number of years in the collective bargaining process. Let's put our heads together. We understand what the students need. We understand what the employees need. And we believe that we could come up with those ideas, and it'll benefit all of us.
I think I've heard you say at different times that you've just said now you're prepared to find the ways to save the money. I think I've also heard you say that you wouldn't take any job action, although there's been some talk of a day of protest and various things. Because I think one of the things that the public are concerned about, as much as the government is, and the government's acting in a way to, I suppose, respond to the public, is, look, one thing we're not prepared to put up with right now is a work stoppage of any kind at a time when we are broke and when kids need to be in school. And have you made the statement to say, look, I can tell you right now, we'll keep talking with the school boards, we'll find those savings, but I can tell you one thing we're not going to do is go out on strike, so we'll just keep talking and we'll find the savings. We're committing to do that one way or another. Have you said that?
I've made that perfectly clear, and I stand by those words.
There will be no strike. Are you talking to the government at all, or is there no point? I mean, I realize you've said you're going to put your lot in with discussions with the school boards. Are you having any discussions? Do you ever phone them, or do they phone you, or does anybody send an email?
Between ourselves and the Ministry of Education?
Yeah.
Sure. The last time we did two proposals to the government, one for our teacher members. And I want to make it clear that, you know, the issues being discussed right now apply to all educational workers. So it's not just teachers, it's the support staff as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we believe that we gave two proposals to the government that deserve some serious consideration, at least to begin discussion and dialogue.
Could you look me square in the eye, because you're a straight-up guy, could you look me square in the eye and say, look, John, I can tell you right now, our proposal, you know, give or take a few bucks here or there, would result in as much of a saving for the government as the stuff they're putting forward?
I believe I could honestly say that. And we believe we could find other ways. If those aren't acceptable to the Minister of Education, we believe we could find other ways to achieve those savings as well.
What I never get, and we'll have to end on this note because we got to go, but I thank you so much for coming on. I never get the fact that you don't sort of go in a room with them and both sides don't just agree to stay there until you find that solution and do it without a strike. I never get that.
Yeah, well, I tell you, the last time we did meet with the Minister of Education was about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked very clearly the question, just tell us how much money has to be saved board by board. And we will work on ways with those board people, you know, with the trustees that were duly elected by the public. We'll sit down, we'll brainstorm, we'll come up with those savings, and then we'll present them to you, Madam Minister.
And no strike in the meantime.
And there will be no strike in the meantime. We were told the time to talk provincial discussions is over.
Well, it has been quite a while, but I don't have time to pursue that.
Yeah.
You know, it has been quite a while. Anyway, Ken Coren, I thank you for explaining your side of this, and I hope it gets resolved. I really do, and I appreciate your time.
We're all working very hard.
Okay. Ken Coren, the president of the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation, and they're part of this, and I think they are trying, but it sounds like they're sort of one of those conversations of, what do they call it, a dialogue of the deaf, where nobody seems to hear each other. 5:46, the roundtable coming up. News Talk 1010, Time Saver Traffic now.
And it's like a couple of problems right now.